Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and Living Local, sponsored by People's Bank.
Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce your host of Business Talk. He's editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here is George O'Brien.
Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Business Talk. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. We have a great show for you today. We're going to get to it in just a minute, but first we need to hear this message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we are back. Our guest today is Andrew Melendez. He is the director of the Latino Economic Development Council. Welcome, Andrew.
George, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, welcome. Thank you for coming on the show. This is an agency that recently put together. It was very exciting. I want you to tell us all about it. You had your grand opening last month, and you've been putting this together for a while now. It's a very unique model from what I can understand. You're bringing together a whole host of coaches, business owners to kind of help Latino businesses and all businesses get started, get to the next level, move to where they want to go. Let's start by talking about the Economic Development Council, how it came together, and then we're going to get into how it works and what its goals are and how we're going to measure success. We're all going to do all that in the next 20 minutes or so.
Thank you, George. That sounds great. And one thing that I love doing is being able to talk about the work that we've done together to create success. So after coming back from Boston, I was out for about 5 years. Last opportunity of learning was with the Associated Industries of Massachusetts. And, as the largest business association in the state, all the resources that they had, having an HR hotline, having lawyers on staff, lobbyists on staff, I saw that it was such a great need for these large organizations and manufacturers. And, even a small business that has 20, 30 employees, they're making about $3 million a year in revenue. But I said, man, I wish that our micro small businesses, out in Western Mass and throughout the state, no matter, if they're Black, Latino, white, Asian, we want to give them that opportunity as well. So, working remotely, being back during the pandemic, being in Western Mass, and then connecting with, a lot of mentors of mine in the past 15 years, it was clear that there was a need. And we know all the great work that Carlos Gonzalez did, now Chairman Gonzalez with the Mass Latino Chamber of Commerce. And now I was able to get that blessing from him to try to resurrect it and bring it back to life. And then now the Latino Economic Development Corporation is a hybrid in a new evolution of all that great work.
Okay, let's talk about how this works. I know you're just getting started, but kind of explain the model to me.
Well, I think we say that we've officially kicked off in August, September. We had this big grand opening, but in the past 12 months, we've hit the ground running, helping dozens of businesses in Holyoke, ensuring that they got ARPA money. We've helped hundreds of businesses in Springfield, close to about 220 to assist them in their ARPA applications. That has, and thanks to Mayor Sarno, that has brought millions of dollars to those businesses. So, just getting started now with our official kind of grand opening, it's truly amazing to have a location that creates an ecosystem. And we can talk about kind of what that means, because the ecosystem of, and we say the three C's of what our community needs, and as micro businesses, as small businesses, and businesses that are growing, those three C's are, being able to get true coaching, experts in the field, that have done this work for for, I think in combination, we have close to 400 years of experience when, you know, you put all 28 coaches together. So coaching from marketing, accounting, social media, even wealth building, we even have a psychologist as a coach to talk about mental, you know, wellness. And then that second C is definitely something that is pretty obvious for all business owners, is capital infusion, right? So being able to say, you know, I just need, you know, 20, 30, you know, maybe $50,000. I already have all the contracts. Once I get this, I'm going to be able to be successful, to build wealth for my family. That's the opportunity up. And then in addition, you know, we can talk about how our mini grants connect to that. And then the connections, right? So, you know, coaching, capital infusion, and then connections really means is the advocacy statewide, is being able to make those connections with our state legislators, with our other Latino leader or out throughout the state, throughout New England, and those connections in DC as well. I was able to go to DC and meet with the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce a few months ago, and then meet with them, get their blessing, because sadly they didn't have a Massachusetts statewide group as a affiliate and as a connection in our state capital in DC. So, you know, putting all that together, it really means is looking at the individual that wants to grow their business or wants to start a business and say, we're here for you and we want to help you get to where you need to go. Help you get, not do it for you, but help you get where you need to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's examine these three C's in a little more detail. Let's start with the coaching. I've met some of them very recently. How did this group come together? And tell me how they work with individual business owners.
Right. So, you know, there's you know, a lot of individuals out in the field, Western Mass, you know, Central Mass, definitely in Boston, that, you know, they do private consulting, right? They write business plans. They're you know, helping individuals, you know, get their LLC and advise them on different steps. So we started there on the basics. So having, you know, something as simple as a notary, having someone that could write that business plan, you know, then moving to marketing and having a marketing coach, and then figuring out what else are the needs. So we really tried to find the experts out in the community, because one thing that we believe is we want to also grow their field and as leaders in Western Mass, and actually throughout the state, because even our supplier diversity coaches from Taunton, our professional development and culture for diverse inclusion is from Worcester. We really want to get a full geographic landscape of the state. So finding those experts, connecting with them and pitching to them to say, will you join as a coach with us as a group? We have 28 coaches now to work together, share information. We invested in a platform that has a CRM platform that is very unique and also comes with an app that's going to be kicking off with, you know, within the next 60 days or so, that the app can have B2B, right? So businesses to businesses that say, hey, how can we support each other, buy products from each other that, you know, they want to, you know, help their community. And then C2B, you know, so other Latinos in the region. We have 52% of Latinos in Springfield, 60% in Holyoke, about 40% Chicopee. I mean, those numbers are continuing to grow. I just found, you know, Ludlow has 25% of their school children are Latino. I mean, so these demographics are growing quickly. And so to come together to help and catapult this group. So the CDB will be able to have customers directly reach out to these businesses. And doesn't have to be Latino. It could be anyone that says, you know what, I want to find a Latino electrician. I want to find a Latino roofer. I want to find a Latino a lawyer. And then the hope is, and the plan is that they can, you know, download that app, become a supporter, and access the same resources that anybody else would have been able to access to.
Okay. So as you said earlier, you're just getting started and you're ramping up. Where do we anticipate being in a few weeks or in a few months? How many businesses are we going to be working with?
Well, so the good thing is that things are ramping up quickly. We, you know, even before the grand opening, we're going to be giving out close to 180,000 mini grants in the next 12 months or so. So, and that means is exactly what, was discussed earlier, on a larger scale, 20, 30, 40,000 to kind of catapult your business. But sometimes just to keep things going on a positive success path, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 could really make a difference on sometimes I want to find a location. Maybe that first and last might be of support. I would like a new facade to really kind of, get more customers in. Maybe I need $2,500 for a social media campaign. These are kind of ideas that we want to fund. We want to, support. And then with that, those businesses will be tracked, right? So they'll be tracked with the coaches for with minimum 12 months, but the idea is within, 18 months, we have a data point to say, with coaching, with small access to capital, with true guidance, these 100 businesses that received, close to $200,000 in grants, they've grown 150 by employees, they've grown by, $2.1 million as a group. And that's really how we can really prove through this pilot. And we definitely want to thank, the state house and the state legislator and our local senators that made all this possible with this pilot, through the ARPA dollars, through the state. So, I feel very confident that that's going to go through successfully, because that's the sharing of information with our 28 coaches, right? So when they're tracked, they're supported, that's exactly how any individual, no matter if it's a business or even personal life, that's how you grow and evolve and become better.
Okay. So these mini grants, this is ARPA money that we'll be distributing, or?
Well, it's from the, so ARPA money that was given from the state. And then, we're following those same guidelines, similar to, what the city of Springfield is doing with their ARPA application. So, it's really exciting because we have had 100 and I think as of last night, 125 applications, of businesses that are just looking just for a hand up. Just additional support, and really the money is to kind of fill that gap. But the long term goal, what we're excited about, is that even the businesses applying for this small support, they see the true plan that this is just a additional support, but the coaching and the true mentoring is how you get to the finish line. Or get to the finish line to get to the next race.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking to Andrew Melezes. He is the director of the new Latino Economic Development Council. Let's break for a minute and just talk about the Latino business community in this region. This is the population is growing, but the business community is as well. Can you talk about that a little bit and what the challenges these individual business owners might face as they look to get off the ground and to the next level?
Well, I moments ago we had the consulate of Dominican Republic at our office wants to see how she could utilize this office as a location to talk to her constituents that are Dominican residents and citizens and also citizens here. And so we see throughout Western Mass and we see throughout the state, 30,000 Latino businesses. I mean, they're growing at 164% compared to 34% of any other demographic. They want to be entrepreneurs. They want to be business owners. And it's just this mindset of, I want to be my own boss. And I don't think there's anything different than when the Irish came here, when the Portuguese came here. You know, it was great. I was talking to Representative Oliveira on you know, the path of his family when they came here 100 years ago, which is totally similar. And we want to be a part of this framework. We want to be a part of this, you know, US of A that has given us this opportunity and taken advantage of it. So no different than any other small business that wants to get started. They know that they need the basics. The basics on, am I doing this correctly? Am I following, you know, am I following the laws? Is this LLC? Should I do a sole proprietorship? Should I do a partnership? You know, I'm doing this with my wife. Should I have her as a partner? You know, there's a lot of conversations just in the beginning. And then just like any business out in the community, to figure out, okay, what trainings do I need? What resources do I need? We actually at the grand opening, George, we were able to have a partnership with SBA, not just the SBA of Massachusetts, but of our nation, to say that the Latino EDC will be a partner in getting people and individuals and businesses ready to then go to SBA and get billions of dollars of resources that come through just in Massachusetts. So, and I will kind of plug in as well, is that, you know, yes, we're talking about, you know, starting Latino businesses or growing Latino businesses that have been here for 15 years and just need some kind of an audible to figure out how to, you know, continue to be competitive in 2023. But there's also a demographic like the Mass Mutuals of the world and the Bay States of the world and the Big Y's of the world that I see a partnership and a need, you know, for our resources as well, to say, you know what, we would love to have diversity and inclusion professional development, or we would love to teach our employees on wealth management, or being able to talk about benefits and how do I save for a 401k. We have a financial wealth building coach. So, you know, this is not only for the startup businesses, for the for businesses that are looking to grow, but I do want the community to know that, you know, please, you know, if you see that, you know, there's diversity and inclusion trainings that you want to offer your executives, or even, you know, how to become a future leader for your staff at Stop and Shop or Big Y, we want to be a part of that, because that's how you truly build wealth. Is through training, education, and confidence, and people become confident through knowing, and that's exactly the reason why those 28 coaches are experts. And I don't want to say I'm an expert on any of those things, because that's the reason why we found them. So,
okay. So going back to those three C's, in the few minutes that we have left, talk about the capital side of this. I know you talked about the micro grants, but will there be opportunities to connect some of these business owners to capital through some of the lending institutions in this region? How might that work?
So, you know, one thing that you know, the president of Partners for Community and the executive director of Partners for Community, Dan Knapik, and Herbie Flores as the president, is that, you know, Herbie came here with a penny, and to be able to grow, it's just, you need that opportunity. So for those 120 applications that we have now, and I think, you know, that number by the end of the year will be, you know, four times that, to get that mini grant is going to be so crucial. But in addition, we have a loan coach that has reached out to our network and to individuals that have reached out to us. And just in 4 weeks, George, we've put $750,000 of commercial loans on the streets in Springfield and in Western Mass. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just in 4 weeks. So, you know, so that shows that our businesses are ready for commercial loans. They're ready to you know, be a player at the field. They don't always need just a non-conventional loan just because it's a high risk, or, you know, a lot of them have done well and they just want to grow. So that's why we have Land Financial, our partner loan coach, Sonia, to really walk people through and say, you know, what are your needs? And then, In addition, when we talked about the third C about connections, we had candidate for Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll at our office a couple of days ago having a conversation. And there was a unique message that continued to happen was, I pay $4,000 in rent. I'm doing such a great job in my business. We've been in business for 3 years. If I could just buy the building, my mortgage would be less than my rent. But, you know, I just need that. I just need that leg up. I just need that support. You know, another individual, you know, he's been working at a trucking company and they actually supported him by saying, hey, if you get your own truck, we'll give you this route. You'll probably make, you know, close to $300 a year in contracts. You just need the truck. And for him, you know, a $120,000 truck is just the first step of becoming entrepreneur and a future leader for his family, building wealth. So, you know, that's exactly the conversations that we will be connecting with our statewide leaders. So mini grants, you know, just a leg up, you know, then getting that conventional, you know, traditional commercial loan through our partners like People's Bank and other local banks, and then having our advocacy / connections, that third C of statewide resources that just need to be tweaked and altered to really benefit all demographics in the state.
Okay. Well, continued good luck to you. Sounds like you're off to a great start. We really wish you well moving forward. Sounds like a great initiative.
We're really excited and we're thankful to have a organization like Business West here in Western Mass. So thank you so much, George, and stay tuned.
Okay. Well, stay tuned is right. We'll have you back on in 6 months and we'll see where we're at.
Wonderful. Thank you, okay. George, and to all the listeners. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you to all of you for tuning in. This has been another episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business West. We'll see you next time.